Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Kuf, Menachas 100, pagination 199, we'll start on the facing page. We're dealing with the Lechem Hapanim, the showbreads, the 12 loaves on the Shulchan that were changed every Shabbos, as well as we'll make mention of the Shtei HaLechem, the two special loaves of Shavuos. So regarding the Lechem Haponim, the 12 showbreads on the Shulchan, we commonly present that topic by saying that they would push on the new loaves as they were removing the last week's loaves, and that was how they fulfilled Lefanai Tamid, in front of me all the time. However, the Gemara presents, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Silekes Hayashana Shachris. Even if they removed the previous week's loaves in the morning, Vesideres Achadosha Arvis, and they put on the new ones towards evening, Ein Bikach Klum, it wouldn't be a problem. Elamani Mekayim Lefanai Tamid, so, but it says all the time, Shalo Yolin Shulchan Below Lechem, that the Shulchan should not be a day without Lechem. But if you did off in the morning and on in the evening, then we're still good. Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami says an extrapolation, Midvarav Shel Rabbi Yossi, from Rabbi Yossi's ruling, Nilmod, we can learn, Afilu Lo Shana Odom Ela Perek Echad Shachris, U Perek Echad Arvis, if a person only learnt one chapter, one section of Torah in the morning and one section in the evening, Kiya mitzvah lo yamush sefer haTorah zemipicha, he fulfilled lo yamush, that the Torah should not be removed from you. He was on some level involved in Torah today. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi, Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, taught, Afilu lo kara adam lo kriya shma shachris v'arvis, even if a person just said shma, morning and evening, kiyam lo yomush, he fulfilled this requirement that he should not be detached from Torah. Says the Gemara, v'davar ze'osu lo omra b'fnei amei ha'oretz, but you're not allowed to tell this to the regular people. Because if you tell this to the regular people, they won't study Torah. They'll feel that they're fulfilling the mitzvah of Lo Yomosh by just saying Shema. They'll never open a sefer. And of course, they're not fulfilling V'hagisa B'yomam V'layla, the extent that you're supposed to involve yourself in Torah. But they're fulfilling Lo Yomosh. But don't tell them because they'll feel it's all okay. For Rava Amar, Rava said, Mitzvah la'omra b'fnei amore, amayoretz. It's a mitzvah to tell them that even Shema is so significant, and they'll get positive reinforcement. They'll realize if this is the reward, and this is the excitement, this is the beauty of Torah, that it's always going to be rewarded in a big way, then a person will end up learning even more from that positive attitude. Shoa ben Doma ben Achoso she Rabbi Yishmael se Rabbi Yishmael. The following question was asked. Kegon ani, I, shalamadeti kol haTorah kula, I learned the whole Torah. Mau lilmod chochmas yevonis, can I study the Greek studies? Kara alav amikra hazeh, he told him, lo yomosh sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha v'yagisa bo yomah v'layla. You can't detach yourself from Torah, and you have to be involved with it day and night. Go find a time that's not day and it's not night, meaning a time that you're not obligated to study Torah. And you can study the Greek studies, but otherwise you don't have any time. There's no opportunity. You always have a mitzvah to study Torah. His answer is fascinating. And indeed, there are those who acquired much secular knowledge in a time that was proverbially described as a time that's not day or night. They say the Chazon Ish became an expert in medical text from the time in the bathroom. That was what he read. And it's a time that's not day or night, so to speak, meaning a time that you're forbidden to study Torah, or not obligated to study Torah if it's the case of not day and night, but in the bathroom, it's forbidden to study Torah. So that's when you could do Chochmas Yevonis. Likewise, it sounds like from this Gemara that there's nothing wrong with Chochmas Yevonis, provided that it's not a time that you're obligated to study Torah. We encountered previously the statements that it was very bad. I'm not going to teach the children Chochmas Yevonis. And we made a distinction that we didn't train the children in Chochmas Yevonis because of the risk factors. Culturally, they would be involved in exactly the thing that the Hanukkah story was all about to separate from. And there were all kinds of risks involved, but if a person reached a point where those risks weren't applicable, there were indeed great people who were experts in Chochmas Yevonis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, the Gadol Hador. It wasn't intrinsically forbidden, and that's the wording here. If you could find a time when you're not obligated to study Torah, then you'd be allowed. If a person studying it for Parnassa, perhaps. Okay. Let's turn the page and learn the Mishnah from today's daf from Amud Beis. So we're actually on Kuf Amud Beis, 100b, pagination 200 at the Mishnah, the fifth line on the page. Shtei halechem ne'echalos, the two loaves of bread of Shavuos are eaten in pachos mishnayim, not more than 2 days from when they were baked, v'lo yoser al shlosha, and never more than 3 days from when they were baked. Kate said, how does this work? Ne'efos me'erev yomtif. They have to be baked erev yomtif because you're not allowed to bake them on yomtif. Ne'echalos b'yomtif l'shnayim. If they're going to simply be eaten on Yom Tov, which is the next day, so there's the day they were baked, and the next day is Yom Tov, so it's the second day. Chol Yom Tov lios achara Shabbos. If Yom Tov comes after Shabbos, then they were baked on Friday, and they're not going to be eaten until Sunday. Then ne'achalos l'shlosha, they're going to be eaten on the third day from the day they were baked. We continue with lechem haponim, the showbreads on the shulchan. For every Shabbos, ne'echol, they're going to be eaten, ein pachas mitisha, never less than 9 days, because they have to be baked before Shabbos, and then they're put on the shulchan on Shabbos, and they're not removed until the next Shabbos. So that would be the 9th day from the day they were baked, inclusive. V'lo yoser al achad also, but it could go up as high as 11 days. Kate said, how does that work? Nefa me'erev Shabbos, generally they're baked on Friday, v'necho b'Shabbos, and they're eaten the following Shabbos, Letitia, that's 9 days. And we remember the nes that they remained fresh. Chol yomtev liyoser of Shabbos, if it's a yomtev before Shabbos, necho la'asara, then it adds 1 day. Remember that in Eretz Yisrael, your typical yomtev is only 1 day. Shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, but when it came to Rosh Hashanah, which is celebrated even in Eretz Yisrael, as 2 days, necho la'achad osar, then in a 3-day yomtev scenario, the next Shabbos, Shabbos Shuva, is being eaten, those loaves are being eaten on the 11th day from when they were baked, because they had to have been baked on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then there was 2 days Rosh Hashanah plus Shabbos, and then the following Shabbos is 11. Ve'eino docha loas haShabbos v'loas Yom Tov, its baking does not push away, not Shabbos and not Yom Tov. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.